Mets taking on the Phillies on Tuesday. You know what Cespedes has said? He's in the best shape of his career. Usually a cliche, but I think Cespedes is onto something here.
Long stretch, now the pitch. Swung on and drilled. Straightaway center and very deep. Back is Herrera and out of room. It is gone. Into the hedges for Yoenis Cespedes. A three-run home run. Here in the top of the first, three batters into the ballgame. It's 3-0 New York.
Stepping the 2-2 to Cespedes. Swinging a shot. Hooked down the left field line. Fair foul. And it is fair and gone. Second home run of the night for Cespedes. Cabrera and Cespedes go back to back. And the beat goes on for the Mets as it's now 8-1. Now here's a swing and a drive. Deep left field. Back goes Kendrick. He looks up and it is gone. A third home run for Yoenis Cespedes. This one about 10 rows back into the seats and left. And the Mets now lead 9-2, and Cespedes having himself one heck of a night.
2-2 on the way. Swing and a high fly straightaway center field. Andy Herrera back at the track at the wall, and that one, oh my, is gone. It hits off the top of the batter's eye and bounds towards Ashburn Alley. Might have been down over the top where the Wall of Fame inductees have their plaques. It's 10-2 Mets as Lucas Duda gets his second homer of the year. 2-2. Swing and a ground ball to the right side. Duda wide of the bag. He's got it. Flips underhand to Harvey covering. And Matt Harvey's coming out of the ballgame. And that'll do it for the Mets right-hander, who leaves with a big lead, but our second starter leaving because of injury tonight. Clay Buchholz left early tonight with a right forearm strain for the Phillies. He departed in the third inning. Matt Harvey departs here in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and a fly ball deep to right. Saunders back to the track. He turns and it's gone. The seventh homer of the night, second for Lucas Duda. And it's 14-4.
Mets crush the Phillies 14-4. Yoenis Cespedes, the first player in Mets history with multiple three home run games. The Mets as a team hit seven. They've hit seven home runs in a game three times in franchise history. They've all come against the Phillies in Philadelphia. Let's just say Pete Mackanin is eager to put this one in his rearview mirror after watching his pitching staff give up seven home runs to the Mets in a 14-4 shellacking on Tuesday night.
Buchholz, they said something about a strained flexor tendon, and they're going to MRI him tomorrow. We'll have something for you after we find out how good or bad it is. Other than that, another embarrassing game against the Mets. We just made too many bad pitches and they didn't miss them. That's all there is to it. Good to see Michael get his first home run. Other than that, not a whole lot for me to talk about.
Of any problems before that pitch there?
Up until then, he hadn't said a word. I know he mentioned that he had had this type of thing before, if not the exact same thing. So we're going to wait and find out tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow.
Was location the issue for him? You talked earlier before the game that location had been the problem and not as much movement. You wanted him to be more finesse, kind of like Alex?
Well, you know, he did throw more fastballs and today, and his velocity seemed to be up a little bit better. But for me, the whole game, we just made a lot of bad pitches, hanging sliders all over the place, and they didn't miss them. We'll figure those guys out. I mean, it boils down to, once again, I sound like a broken record, but it's all about location. It's all about locating your pitches. You make bad pitches out over the plate, you get hit, and for some reason, the Mets just, they don't miss them.
Would you be surprised, not knowing yet what the MRI is going to show, would you be surprised, I guess, if Clay could make his next start, knowing that it's a strained flexor?
I'd be surprised if he did. He called us out, so that tells you something right there. But we'll wait and see tomorrow, Todd.
Mets hit seven home runs on the night. Third time in franchise history they've reached that mark. They've all come against the Phillies in Philadelphia. Mets take it 14-4. The Mets send Zach Wheeler to the mound on Wednesday. He faces Vince Velasquez.